Sefer HaMitzvos is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Are you ready? Great! Today we learn two mitzvahs. The first mitzvah is about a nazir. Do you remember what a nazir is? We all want to be so close to Hashem. When we do mitzvahs, we are very close to Hashem. But if someone wants to be even closer to Hashem, one way is to be a nazir. A nazir makes a promise to stop doing some kinds of things. That way, they will be closer to Hashem. What kinds of things does a nazir stop doing? A nazir doesn't cut their hair. A nazir doesn't drink wine or eat grapes. A nazir is careful not to become tamei from someone who passed away. When someone is finished being a nazir, they have another mitzvah to do. They cut their hair and bring special karbanis. Then they are not a nazir anymore. That is today's first mitzvah, that when someone is finished being a nazir, they need to cut their hair and bring the karbanis. Now we learn another mitzvah. It is a mitzvah about giving a present to Hashem. Did you ever give someone a present? Me too. I like to give presents. When I give a present, it makes someone happy. Sometimes a person wants to give a present to Hashem. When we give a present to the Beis HaMikdash, it is like we are giving a present to Hashem. Let's pretend that I have a baby sister who is so cute. I want to say thank you, Hashem, for my baby sister. I want to give Hashem a present that's as much as my sister. How much money do I give to the Beis HaMikdash? Or let's pretend that I just had a birthday. Hooray! I want to give Hashem a present to say thank you that I am now so big. I want to give Hashem a present that's as much as me. How much money do I give to the Beis HaMikdash? The Torah tells us how much money we give for boys or for girls, and for little babies or big mommies and tatties. Today's second mitzvah is that if we want to give Hashem a present that's as much as a person, we should see how much the Torah says to give. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvos. That's great!